Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you a true and inspiring story of a great international scientist, Marie Curie, starring that great international actress, Gertrude Lawrence. Third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. That's why when you're looking for distinctive greeting cards, it's important to look for Hallmark cards. Because folks everywhere recognize that Hallmark cards are quality cards. In Hallmark cards, you find the beauty and charm of fine design, heartwarming color, used with the greatest of care and good taste. And what's even more important, you'll always find a Hallmark card will say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So remember, always to look on the back of the card you buy for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. They're your assurance of finest quality. Tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now to preside over our program, here is your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once in a while, a star of such magnitude, a personality so vivid, steps before us that no mere introduction can convey her quality. Gertrude Lawrence is today the outstanding actress of London and New York. She stands for all that is glamorous and sophisticated in the theater. In America, we know her for such roles as Lady in the Dark and her wonderful Light Noel Coward comedies. But she is also a dramatic actress of exceptional caliber, and as such, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards present her tonight. It is our very great pleasure to open the new Hallmark Fall Radio series with this great lady of the theater, Gertrude Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. Tremaine. It's especially exciting to be here for an opening night.
Well, surely opening nights don't bother you, Miss Lawrence.
Of course they do. I played my first opening night when I was 9, and my knees still wobble.
9? Were you a success?
Oh, definitely. I was a smash hit. I danced third from the left in the back row.
Would you advise a youngster of 9 to go on the stage?
Goodness, I never advise anybody. If you want to act, you do it when the chance comes. But I know one thing I'd do for any youngster.
What?
Send her one of those adorable Hallmark doll cards. It might not help her career, but it would certainly make her happy.
You're right there. Miss Lawrence, you're known on 2 continents as the queen of the light comedy stage. How do you feel about the serious drama you're playing for us tonight?
I'm thrilled to do it. I think Madame Curie was one of the great women of the world. She was also a woman in love. And that is what I like to bring to our audiences tonight.
No one could do it more brilliantly. Ladies and gentlemen, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards are particularly proud to present a great international star in the role of a great international scientist. You will hear on the Reader's Digest radio edition the story of the indomitable Curie, starring Gertrude Lawrence. Curie starts with Pierre Curie, who one night was visiting an old friend in Paris.
Oh, it is good to have you in Paris once more, Professor.
Well, it's just a visit, Pierre, but I find that Paris is being kind to my compatriots.
Oh, what do you mean?
An old student of mine from Poland has just received the highest honors in the master's examination in physics.
Fine, fine. What's his name?
Her name is Marie. Marie Sklodowska.
Oh, that's a pity.
Why?
By a woman. She'll never use her knowledge. She'll marry...
Marie will not marry.
Oh. Too ugly?
No. She's rather beautiful. But she cares for nothing but her work.
Well, that is unusual.
No. You care for nothing but your work.
Yes, and like every man, I have to struggle against women to get my work done.
Oh, you sound bitter. Perhaps I should not have invited Marie to meet you.
But you invited this girl here to meet me?
Yes. You see, she's been asked by the Society for the Encouragement of National Industry to prepare a study on the magnetic properties of various steels and... that must be Marie now. Good evening, Marie.
Good evening, Professor.
Marie Sklodowska, may I present Pierre Curie?
How do you do, monsieur?
Mademoiselle,
I
was just telling Monsieur Curie about your work on magnetism, Marie.
Oh, I'm so glad. I've been so anxious to meet you, Monsieur Curie.
Well, this is flattering. I'm charmed to meet you, mademoiselle.
Thank you. You see, ever since the professor here told me about you, I felt that your life is the answer to my prayer.
Well.
Yes, and when you told... Wait.
Mademoiselle, I'm overwhelmed.
Yes, you see, in my work, I have to analyze minerals and group samples of metals. This requires huge cumbersome equipment, and I have not the space for it. But the professor tells me that you have a laboratory. And so I... That is, if there is room...
Is this how I am the answer to your prayer?
Yes. How else could you be?
How else? You... Mademoiselle, you are not like other women.
Have you room in your laboratory for Marie's equipment, Pierre?
Why, yes. Yes, of course. I should be delighted to have her work there.
Thank you. When may I move the equipment in?
Well, tomorrow, if you like.
Thank you so much. And now I must be going.
Oh, no.
So soon?
Yes, I have work to do.
But I thought that we might talk about...
it's no use, Pierre. I told you Marie thinks only of her work.
Goodbye, Professor.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Monsieur Curie.
But mademoiselle...
Well, baby, I was wrong about her.
Wrong? You said that she thought of nothing but her work, and you were certainly right.
But I also said she would never marry. And Pierre, as I look at your face, I feel that maybe I was wrong about that.
Mademoiselle Sklodowska?
Just a moment.
Well, how goes the work?
Oh, it's nearly finished. And yours?
Oh, far from finished, but it's going well.
Good. You know, last night I read the paper you and your brother wrote about Quark.
Yes?
It was excellent. I thought you started from a very bold hypothesis.
Yes? Mademoiselle...
What made you think of it? Was it based on observation of the quartz, or was it just a matter of pure reason?
I wish that you would come to meet my family.
Monsieur Curie, you didn't answer my question.
Our hypothesis was based on pure reason. When would you come to meet my family?
I would like to know how you started on the track of such reason.
Mademoiselle, you did not answer my question. When will you come to meet my family?
You ask me this so often.
Yes, and you always put me out.
Can't we talk of work?
Only if you insist.
Well, I will meet your family when I return from Poland.
Oh, you're going to Poland?
For the summer.
Well, now, have you the right to turn your back on your work?
My family in Poland expects me to return to them. They need me.
Well, there are others who need you, more than your family.
What others?
Well, others. The scientists. Science. The world.
The world? Oh, come now.
Humanity. And Pierre Curie.
Pierre... Monsieur Curie.
Yes. Oh, darling. My darling Mary, would you marry me?
No.
But you must.
No, no.
Well, you will, you know.
No, no, I never will. No. No. My dear aunt, this letter is to announce to you that from now on I will have a different name. Madame Curie. My dear aunt, forgive me for not having answered your last letter sooner. But, you see, I have just had a baby. And I'm so happy. You want your mother? See, I knew it. There. Now sleep. Sleep. Pierre.
What? I was calculating. What is it, Mary?
It's about my experiment with uranium.
Oh, yes.
Pierre, I found an amazing amount of radioactivity.
Well, more than you could have predicted from the amount of uranium in the pitch blend?
Yes, Pierre.
Well, that sounds impossible.
It sounds frightening.
Well, is there an error in your experiment?
No, I checked it.
Carefully?
Carefully.
Often?
100 times.
Marie, do you know what this means?
It means there's an element, a new element, some undiscovered substance, something allied to uranium.
Well, then you can probably extract it from Fitzbane, too.
You will have to help me, Charles.
Yes, of course I'll help you.
Go on, there, darling, there. Tell me, that safety pin, Pierre.
Oh, yes. There it is.
Hush, darling, hush, we'll change it. The radioactivity of this new element must be tremendous, Pierre.
It must be.
Hand me the other pin, will you?
Oh, yes.
It will be hard to isolate this element.
Certainly will. You have a job on your hands, Marie.
Certainly have. Is boiling over.
Marie.
Yes, Pierre?
Error calculation.
Good.
Bad. Negative. What about the experiment?
Negative.
But the element is there.
I know it's there, Pierre. We've got to try a new method to isolate it.
Why, Marie.
Yes?
What dress is that under your smock?
Oh, it's a dress.
But it's the dress you wore when we were married.
What are they?
Marie, have you only 2 dresses?
That's all I need.
Well, just a house dress and your wedding dress?
It's
oh, my poor
dress.
Marie.
It's serviceable. Pierre, all I need is you. I couldn't work without you, Pierre.
Darling, we'll have to get you a new dress.
We can't afford... Pierre, the bat is falling over.
Okay, here, watch out. You'll be burnt.
We'll cover it.
Well, where's the cover?
There.
Oh, there we are. There.
Pierre.
Yes, Marie?
I'm not going to get a new dress, Pierre. I like to wear my wedding dress in our laboratory.
Results?
Negative.
Mary, you must be tired. You've been studying this bat all day.
Not all day, Pierre. I went home at noon and made a batch of jelly.
Results?
Negative.
Always negative.
We must keep on.
We might have trouble getting more pitch blend.
We will get it.
Marie, you know, I think we might succeed.
I know we will if you'll help me, Pierre. I can do nothing without you.
Results?
Negative.
Oh.
Another method. We've almost run out of methods, but we will think of another.
Marie, I could come alone.
No, Pierre.
Oh, but it's night. You've been working all day.
So have you.
Yes, but I'm a man.
Oh, chauvinist.
Oh, but really, there's no need of both of us coming each night. If the new method works, it won't take 2 of us to know it.
No, Pierre. It took 2 of us to think of it. And someday, or some night, when we go into the laboratory and find that it has worked, that we have our new element. Well, I wouldn't want to miss that moment, Pierre, but... I couldn't bear either to have that moment alone without you.
Well, here we are.
Pierre.
Marie.
Don't strike a light, Pierre. Look. This is it. This is our moment.
See how it glows.
A glowing metal. A new element.
A new element, eh? And where do Monsieur and Madame Curie expect to find scientists gullible enough to believe that? A new element. Ha ha. Very well, what's its atomic weight? Let Monsieur and Madame Curie tell us the atomic weight and prove it. And then perhaps we'll believe in this new element.
I suppose we'll have to show them. We'll have to find the atomic weight, Pierre. All it means is 4 or 5 more years of work.
Thank you.
second act of tonight's drama from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine, presented by the makers of Hallmark Cards, America's favorite greeting cards. Now, here's Les Tremaine.
Folks, the makers of Hallmark greeting cards take great pride in the cards they make for you. Each Hallmark card you buy has been worked over thoughtfully, carefully, till it grows into a very personal card, a thoughtful reminder of something truly from you. Yes, Hallmark cards are noted for their perfection of detail, their beautiful coloring, their delightful originality. Take the new Hallmark dolls, for instance, those lovable characters from the land of make-believe. Children love to collect them, and grown-ups have just as much fun sending them. Right now, Hallmark dolls are bringing happiness into homes all over America. Just one of the hit ideas you'll find when you're looking at Hallmark cards. That's why discriminating people everywhere are proud to sign their names to Hallmark cards. They always say just what you want to say, the way you want to say it. So remember, when you're looking for a greeting card that will be a perfect reflection of you, ask for a Hallmark card. A Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. And now back to the Indomitable Curie, starring Miss Gertrude Lawrence.
We've got to show them. We've got to find the atomic weight.
Mixing and testing and stirring and taking notes.
Patched dresses and worn shoes. Dizziness in the morning and dizziness at night.
Calculations, slide rules and stubby pencils and papers overflowing the wastebasket.
Testing and stirring and worn shoes and slide rules and dizziness. For 1,388 days, 45 months. The atomic weight of radium is 226.
The new element does exist. Monsieur and Madame Curie have proved it.
Yes?
We have to make a decision about something.
Really, Pierre?
Yes, all these letters, everybody wanting information about radium.
Well, dear?
Well, there are two things that we can do. Either we can take out a patent, or...
Patent? That would mean that we owned radium, wouldn't it?
Yes, under the laws we would. We would make a great deal of money.
I see. And the other choice would be to publish freely as scientists and make no money.
Yes, that's right.
How do you feel about it?
Well, money is very useful, Marie.
Yes, it is.
For example, you could get some new clothes.
You know, Pierre, that would be very nice.
Do you realize how much I want you to have new clothes?
Yes, dear, of course I do, my darling.
But this is my chance, Marie, to get you everything that you want.
I suppose so. But what else could we do with the money, Pierre, besides buying clothes for me?
Oh, well, we could, What are you laughing at?
You're trying to think of some use we have for money, and you can't, Pierre.
Oh. Well, Marie, there must be many uses for money.
Well, there is one use we could both like.
What's that?
We could equip a beautiful laboratory.
Uh-huh. Yes, that's true. Marie, we'll have to give this serious thought.
Oh, yes.
Of course, you know, it will seem strange working in a laboratory that we get by not acting like scientists.
Oh, yes, indeed. And then, of course, radium was there before we discovered it. I don't feel it belongs to us.
No, neither do I. What are you laughing at this time?
Pierre, we both know we're not going to take out a patent. Pierre?
Yes, Marie.
Look at the clock.
Why, darling?
I've been watching it. It's taken us less than 5 minutes to decide not to be millionaires.
Well, Marie, I'm off to work.
I wish I could go with you, Pierre.
Not for another 2 weeks. You've needed this rest, Marie, and it has done you good. But you're going to rest some more before I'll permit you to work again.
Either you're being very good to me or you don't want me in the laboratory.
Oh, I want you and I need your help, Marie.
We are a team, aren't we?
Yes. We're a team, Pierre.
Well, I must be off now.
I'll be waiting. I'll be here playing with Irene when you get home. And then we'll all play together.
I've got you.
Oh, Mama, you're smothering me. Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is coming.
Where? Is it your father?
Oh.
Madame Curie?
Yes?
Madame, perhaps you'd better send the little girl into the house.
Go into the house, Irene.
All right, Mama.
Now, tell me. Something's happened to my husband.
Yes, madame.
He is hurt?
It was an accident, madame. A team of horses.
He's dead.
It was an accident, madame.
He's dead. What do I care if it was an accident? Pierre is dead.
Madame, I'm very sorry.
When are you going to work again, Mama?
I work, Irene. I teach my classes. I do the housework.
You don't go to the laboratory anymore, Mama.
Well, that gives me more time with you and your little sister Eve.
Yes. But, Mama...
What, darling?
You don't smile.
No. I try to.
And you walk more slowly than when you used to go to the laboratory. And you forget things, Mama.
Do I? That is because I remember things, Irene. My professor, it's good to see you.
No, thank you, Marie. Perhaps you won't say that, though, when you hear why I've come.
Oh?
Marie, when are you going to get back to the laboratory?
I don't know, Professor.
You'll have to go back. It's your way of life, you know.
I don't think it is anymore. But don't stand there, Professor. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
And the electronic properties of pitch blend, through our tests, have given evidence the radiating...
Irene, what are you reading?
Nothing, Ma. Nothing. Oh, hello, Professor.
Oh, good afternoon, little Irene.
What is that you were reading, Irene?
Something silly. Something from school.
Darling, let me see it.
No, you wouldn't care about it.
Irene, that's your father's notebook, isn't it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mama.
Irene, darling, why are you reading that? You can't understand what your father wrote in that book.
I'm trying to, Mama.
Irene, you better leave the professor and me alone.
All right, Mama. Goodbye, Professor.
Goodbye. Well, Marie, it looks as though someone is willing to carry on Pierre's work.
I'm ashamed of myself, Professor. You are right. I will go back to the laboratory.
Subcommittee on Chemistry. As everyone here in Stockholm knows, there is in Paris a modest laboratory where some of the most important chemical experimentation...
This is you, Mama. This is you, isn't it?
Yes, darling. Are you sure your aunt got the ticket?
Yes. But, Mama, why do we have to leave so soon? We want you for the big reception tomorrow.
We must get back to Paris.
But why?
Listen to what I'm about to say, and then you will understand.
But, Mama...
Hush!
That once before, not many years ago, this same award was given to this same woman and her late husband. But the committee finally decided to break with precedent, and so, for the first time in history, a scientist wins the Nobel Prize twice. E3 of Paris.
Pierre,
from my heart. But I wish to recall to you that the discovery of radium was made not by me alone, but by a team, by Pierre Curie in common with me. I therefore believe I shall interpret exactly the Academy's thought that I presume that the distinction bestowed upon me constitutes a homage to the memory of Pierre Curie. And tomorrow I'm returning to the laboratory in Paris where Pierre Curie and I worked so hard together. For in my life with Pierre Curie, there was always work. It was the only way of life we ever knew. And there is still work to be done in Paris. And that is where I am going. Where I can be weary of my work and happy too at my work. Happy because when I'm at work, it is as though Pierre Curie had never died. I'm leaving Stockholm quickly to get back to my laboratory and to my husband.
Gertrude Lawrence, for your magnificent performance. You've made this a memorable night in the Hallmark series.
Thank you, Mr. Tremaine. As an actress, I'm happy to have been here. And as a woman, I am proud to have portrayed Madame Curie.
Folks, send a new Hallmark doll to a youngster, and a postman brings happiness to their door. Yes, hours of happiness, for every Hallmark doll comes from the land of make-believe. Brings favorite Storyland characters to life before a youngster's eyes. It's fun, too, for you to watch them play with Hallmark dolls for hours. They love the rollicking stories inside, the gay colors, the plumes in each doll's hat. They'll want to collect the entire set. So remember, folks, to please a youngster, send a Hallmark doll every week. Hallmark dolls are only 25 cents. Buy them where you buy your Hallmark cards.
This is your Hallmark host, Les Tremaine, inviting you to be with us again next week at this time for another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. If you enjoyed tonight's show, won't you please tell your friends about it and ask them also to tune in for next week's program, sponsored by Hallmark greeting cards? At that time, you will hear the thrilling true story of one of history's most dashing figures, pirate hero Jean Lafitte, starring one of Hollywood's most dashing figures, swashbuckling debonair Douglas Fairbanks Jr.
Gertrude Lawrence was supported by Carl Swenson in the role of Pierre. The Indomitable Curie was dramatized by Robert Sanadella, from the article by Bernard Jaffe, condensed from Crucibles, as it appeared in the Reader's Digest. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Loeb, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. To be doubly sure of the finest quality, always look in the back of your cards for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. This is Tom Shirley speaking for the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Buy Hallmark dolls where you buy Hallmark cards. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness.